This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Animation is everywhere these days, but 30 years ago it was pretty much confined to Saturday morning kids TV and occasional films from Disney. What changed? That's the question that a pair of Disney animation veterans, director Don Hahn and producer Peter Schneider, set out to answer in their behind-the-scenes documentary, Waking Sleeping Beauty.
The goal was to tell the story about what Don and I went through during the extraordinary 10 years of the Disney Animation Company. And documentaries all have different forms in terms of whether they're observational documentaries or immersive documentaries. In this sense, we wanted to immerse you in this world that and transport you back to those rooms that we were in for so many years with extraordinary people.
Waking Sleeping Beauty is the history of Disney's animation branch from 1984 to 94, a period that began with the operation barely in business. In part, those doldrums reflected the departure of the legendary Nine Old Men, the animators who worked with Walt Disney on the studio's classic early films like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. But Schneider says they had failed to train a generation of new animators to succeed them.
They either had passed away or were retiring. And what was left was two or three generations of people missing. When I got there, there were kids in their 20s and maybe early 30s, and nobody in their 40s and 50s and 60s. Ollie Johnson and Frank Thomas were very, very generous about sharing and training the next generation, but they had, in my opinion, forgotten to train the generations of the 60s and 70s.
This documentary relies almost entirely on archival footage and home movies from people working on the Disney lot. Even the recent interviews that are part of the tale are used just as voiceover while the old visuals play. Seeking out that remarkable resource was, in Schneider's term, a treasure hunt.
When Don and I were talking about making the movie, Don said, what happens if we don't have talking heads? Let's not do the traditional documentary. Let's go and find all the archival footage and do it only with footage shot before 1994. And that was the treasure hunt, to find that documentation.
The film is also the story of the top executives who instigated the revival at Disney, which built to the huge hits of The Little Mermaid and The Lion King, and how they dealt, or didn't, with the stresses from that resultant success. Also mentioned in passing is the introduction of a new tool that some of the animators began to work with, computers.
The goal of any artist is to continually be on the cutting edge of new tools. Walt did it in terms of the multiplane cameras and the Xerox cameras to find things that help tell your story. And I think to be able to dynamically move the camera is something artists have always wanted to do. And being a two-dimensional drawn animation, you can only move the camera so much. It limits you as an artist. And so I think computers have freed up the camera and freed up artists to really reinvent themselves over and over again.
Boosted by these new computerized capabilities, animation blossomed over the past 15 years, and it is now a part of the mainstream like never before. That, Schneider contends, makes the video time capsule of Waking Sleeping Beauty all the more intriguing.
For me, what we really did successfully was to transport the viewer back into rooms, back to big hair, big shoulder pads, and big eyeglasses, that era, and make you feel as though you were there.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.